Oh, the sound guaranteed to drive every new parent to distraction, and old ones, actually, as well. And apparently babies in the West do it more than anywhere else. In the 50s, we had no truck with being soft on crying. Truby King insisted on 4 hourly feeds, and between feeds, the baby should be left alone, regardless of how much it screamed. It was a system strictly adhered to by nervous mothers and led to one baby, me, getting her head stuck between the bars of her cot until a grandfather, dismissive of childcare manuals, finally insisted on going to find out what was the matter. Then there's the other extreme, outlined in Deborah Jackson's new book, Baby Wisdom. In it, she describes how women in the developing world carry their babies with them all the time, and the babies hardly cry at all. Well, is it a solution or just another form of tyranny? Angela Henderson is the author of The Good Sleep Guide for You and Your Baby. She's in Inverness. Deborah Jackson is here in Manchester. Why did you get interested in other cultures, Deborah?
Well, I'm always out looking around for what's out there in the baby world, and there's a whole new field opening up, especially in America, called ethnopaediatrics, and this takes us out of the white clinical view of what babies should be. It takes us away from all those studies in the 1950s which presumed that babies were all bottle-fed and, as you say, left to cry it out. And it looks at the broader view of what a baby really is, a human baby, how he evolved, what people are doing in other cultures, and the history of parenting.
So in terms of crying, and there is this extraordinary statistics that babies in the developing world seem to cry much less than babies in the Western world do, what did you learn in relation to crying?
I learned the most astonishing thing, that crying is culture-specific, that babies cry more in some cultures than in others, and that therefore we shouldn't be blaming ourselves necessarily when we've got a baby who seems to cry incessantly. It's our whole culture, the whole way that we bring up babies, that contributes towards greater crying in general. And therefore, I mean, this is the whole thing about baby wisdom. It's many, many voices out there which give us the information that we need to really let ourselves off the hook.
Angela, how helpful do you reckon it is to make this kind of anthropological study?
I think it's very helpful as one source of information that we should take into consideration when developing practical strategies for how to basically bring up our babies and our children. I'm not an anthropologist or an expert in non-Western cultures. I came to this subject as a Western mum with a background in Western psychology, and I think that a lot of what Deborah has to say in her book is absolutely wonderful. But what worries me slightly is that the over-application of these observations, especially into older babyhood and childhood, for instance, the idea that a mother must carry her baby with her sort of for months, if not years, you know, always sleep in the same bed with the baby for years, can often place too much strain and possibly guilt on the parents, because many of these applications of principles are actually incompatible with our Western psychology and lifestyle.